It's time to find out about a special sporting event that's coming up this weekend here in Napa. We have some guests joining us from the Napa Valley 1839 Football Club. And let's begin by welcoming in Francisco Mendoza and Andrew Carlisle, who are two players on the club team. Let's get started. Francisco, tell us, what's this match we're hearing about?
So this Saturday at 7 p.m. at Memorial Stadium, we'll be playing Club America from Mexico.
Uh-huh. And as you said, at Memorial Stadium, and the kickoff's at 7. Is this an exciting opportunity?
Yeah, it's definitely very exciting, but also it's a challenging opportunity for us looking into the season. Mm-hmm. It's a great preparation for us to be physically and mentally prepared.
Yeah, great. What's your position?
I play center forward, so I'm in charge of scoring goals, creating plays.
What's your prediction for Saturday night?
I've played this team already in my professional career in Mexico, and I feel like we have a pretty good chance. Obviously, they're a little bit more experienced. They do this for a living 24/7, mm-hmm. every single day.
Yeah.
But I feel like we're prepared. We have the tools. We have the ability to keep up with those guys, and we'll give them a challenge.
All right, very good. Let's switch over to Andrew Carlisle. What are your expectations for Saturday?
Well, our expectations are to obviously come out strong and come out fast and put on a good game for the fans and our supporters that come out. I think we do have a pretty solid chance after seeing the last couple of practices I've been to, seeing the growth that this team has already gone through with a little bit of change. So I do think that even though they are a professional team and they do this 24/7, that we do have a pretty strong opportunity to put on a really good match.
Mm-hmm. What's your position?
I'm a defender and a winger, so I play out wide. Mm-hmm. So unlike Francisco here, I keep the goals from coming in.
And you try to set him up once.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
all right. Very good. So let's swing it on over to the general manager for Napa Valley 1839, and that's Tom Schutt, who's here with us in studio. Tom, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Tell us a little bit for folks who are not familiar with the team itself. You know, what's the basis? What kind of a league do you play in? So on and so forth.
So we are a semi-professional team, and we play in the NPSL, which is a national league, and we're in the Golden Conference. And we play with local teams, Sonoma Solar in our league, and there's a team called Academica who are down in Turlock. There's teams in the Bay, so we're in that group of teams, and we're a group of players from Napa, somewhere outside of Napa, and it's a really fun group, really fun club. We've got some fantastic owners, and we're getting stronger in the community, and this weekend is a big opportunity to put on a good show for the Napa families and our owners and our fans to show that soccer is growing and we want the community to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm, sure is. What's your pedigree? What's your background?
So I grew up in England. I'm from a place called Chester in England, and I played amateur level in England, and I've always played soccer. And I came over, or football, should I say.
Right.
I came over to the US with a company called Challenger Sports, and then I worked with Napa United. Love coaching the younger kids. I manage all the youth kids for Napa United, and I love it. It's coaching took over from playing for me, and I think seeing a kid do something that you have taught them surpassed scoring a goal for me. So
yeah, that's very true. Yeah, very true. So the match this Saturday, this team you're playing against, mm-hmm. Describe them for us a little bit. And
so they're a team called Club America, and Francisco and Andrew can talk to them more about them than me, but they're a team called Club America from Mexico, and we are playing, obviously we're not playing their first team because I think it would be not as competitive as you want it to be, but the players who are coming over are, some are playing the first team, some are playing the national youth teams, so some really talented players. For our boys to put the wits against them, mm-hmm. and also for the youth teams and all the kids and other families who like soccer and all the fans of Club America to come and see some of their future stars for their club. Mm-hmm. So it's a really exciting event, and we're really looking forward to it.
Yeah, talk about your style of play with Napa Valley 1839. What's your objective?
We have a good mentality. We believe soccer's best when it's played on the floor. We want to entertain. At the same time, we want to make sure that we're not too gung-ho in the attack. That's why I have players like Andrew to stop that. But we like to play entertaining soccer. If you look at all the top teams now in the world, Tottenham being up there.
Is that your thing?
Do like Tottenham, yeah. It's entertaining, you know, that's how it should be, so why not replicate the best?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm old enough to remember the old days in the Italian league. I used to watch matches.
Phenomenal league.
and exciting now, but back in the days when you could pass back to the keeper and pick the ball up, and
yes.
You know, they would just circulate the ball around for minutes on end. The only comparable was college basketball back in the old days when there was no shot clock.
Oh, I see.
Just hold the ball and score would be 30-28.
Well, that sounds fun.
Yeah. You got to have a certain kind of mentality to enjoy that game. How does it work for guys who have day jobs and are playing in a semi-professional environment, like you were saying, the difference between the full commitment? Speak to that a little bit, Andrew.
So working full-time, it's definitely a struggle sometimes just because of the amount of hours you put in at work and then having to go to train late at night and then have to do it all the next day again. But they definitely make it easy for us. They give us all the opportunities to be there and be a part of this team. There's a lot of struggle with making it on time to training sometimes. But training at 7:45 at night gives us all the opportunity to be there, and we can all put our work schedules early out throughout the day and kind of change that so we can be a part of this team. And management has done a great job for us players to be able to provide this opportunity for a lot of us.
Yeah, for sure. What about you, Francisco?
I'm also a soccer coach. I come from Oakland. I coach in a club in Oakland called Montclair Soccer Club. And it's very helpful because the club also understands that I still play semi-pro. So they schedule me so I can make it on time to all my practices. Obviously, it takes me about an hour and a half during rush hour to get here, but finishing early, trying to get here on time to get as much training as I can is understandable, and the coaches are always supportive about that. The staff is always supportive about that, and they see that I'm coming from a distance. So it's very good. I mean, we try to get as much training as I can. I try to do it in as much individual training as I can as well. So it also works out because everything that I miss out at the beginning of sessions, I'm making up for it the next day.
It's a lot of work, a lot of commitment.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you use for training facilities, Tom?
So we train down at Silverado Middle School. Mm-hmm. We have our academy teams who train up there. It's a fantastic facility, and the school district have been great to us. And it's a great facility. We've got a whole field. We've got the grass areas. I know our academy teams use the sand pit there for some agility work. So when the weather starts becoming, I say better, like in California, but when it starts becoming not as dark at night, we can start using those facilities more. Mm-hmm. But it's great, and we use it, and we have lights there, and we do what we can over there.
Yeah, it must be a real pleasure to play on that Memorial Stadium surface, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
It's one of the best fields in Northern California.
Yeah, that being my high school field, it brings back a lot of memories for me, being able to step onto that pitch and. Mm-hmm. I mean, it brings me back to those days, and the fact that I can play on a higher level on that field in front of my community means so much to me.
Yeah. Who'd you play for in high school?
So I played for Vintage High School. Mm-hmm. I played growing up through Napa United, but that's all I really did was high school. I played a lot of sports in high school, but soccer was my focus.
Who was your soccer coach?
Dennis Sweeney.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Legend.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, really.
Absolutely. All right, so very good. So tell us what the situation is as far as tickets and seating, and you're opening the gates really early. It's going to be a festive atmosphere, I'm sure.
So tickets are on sale. I think right now the best way is to come down and get them on the door. Tickets online are $20. Game day is $25. We sold a lot of tickets online. There's a big momentum coming towards it now. So.
Oh, yeah.
We're expecting a big crowd, but come on down. We're looking forward to seeing as many people as we can there, and it's going to be a great event. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of meaning behind it with recent events, with the fires and whatnot, so we want to come together as one and use soccer as a vessel for that.
Let's hope the air quality is a little better by
Absolutely,
Saturday.
Yes.
It will be. Do we know, does Club America have a lot of fans in this area? I don't know the devotion of the local fans to which clubs.
It's a massive club.
Yeah.
I know, obviously, Chivas and Club America are two quite rivals, but we've on our social media we've got a lot of buzz from local fan clubs and fans in the area tagging each other. And I know one post we had like 20 people was tagged in it saying, hey, like come and see this game. Mm-hmm. We got a few messages from there's a fan club in LA who reached out and asked more information about it. So you know. There could be some great fans there,
yeah,
and hopefully they'll add to the atmosphere.
Yeah, maybe they'll come out to see, those uniforms, but then become fans of Napa Valley.
And that will be fantastic. We'll welcome open arms.
What's your actual season? When does it begin?
Our season starts in the spring, and this year we should have about 10 home games. We play our home games at Justin Siena High School, so that starts April time. Mm-hmm. So this is a good game for us to kind of keep us going, and from this we'll kick on and get ourselves ready for April.
Mm-hmm. And your roster comes from all over the Bay Area?
Yes, we have a lot of players from Napa. We like to put our emphasis on local players, but if end of the day, if it's a competitive league with a competitive environment and we're always striving to be the best, if we have a local player there, obviously we'll jump on them. But at the same time, we're always trying to be competitive and get the best players in.
Mm-hmm. Outstanding. Tom Schutt, the GM for Napa Valley 1839. And we've been talking with Francisco Mendoza and Andrew Carlisle. And David Morales is back here in the corner without a microphone. You want to say anything, David?
No.
David, Daniel,
Daniel. I can't read my own handwriting.
Yeah, he does all of our social media, so he's the guy behind the phone. But if anyone checks out our social media, it's pretty phenomenal, and he does a good job.
Very good. Napa Valley 1839 Football Club, and website, obviously, and you just search for that, and you'll find all the stuff you need to find and the ticketing.
Yes.
Best of luck Saturday night. Thanks for coming in to tell us about it.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you very much.
Time for a break. More on the morning show just ahead after this.